Great, another red article. Stupid. Chelsea tractors to be shot down on Albert Bridge, 28 July 2006. This is Reverend Zim for UNnews. Goddamn Brits with their stupid spelling and grammatical error. London, England. Famous feat of Victorian engineering is under threat from a modern-day menace, the hated Chelsea tractor, sometimes called SUVs by people with no grasp of the English language. The putrid snobbery and huge egos belonging to the drivers of these 15-ton idiot tanks, the much-lamented blights of modern city living, have been weighing down the delicate, venerable old bridge. Although HGVs and all other vehicles that weigh over 2 tons are banned from the bridge, Chelsea tractor drivers have modified their cars so they can narrow themselves to get past the barrier for large vehicles. Michael Bridges, a failed professional footballer turned bridge aficionado, warned, quote, "If these flash gits keep driving these idiot tanks, the old lady's going to give way," unquote. But what's the solution? Some insane maniac suggested improving signposting, notifying drivers what vehicles are banned from the bridge, and further with restriction, though he was taken away to the nearest psychiatric unit. When Tony Blair was addressing the public about the crisis in Lebanon, he was interrupted by his spin doctors with the latest news. He blurted out the immortal lines, quote, "Fuck Hezbollah, Saddam, and Osama bin Laden. This is real terrorism. We shall launch a war against Chelsea tractors. No mercy will be given. The free democratic world will do as we fucking well say, and back to our wild adventurism," unquote. He then jumped into his Humvee Passion Wagon, with his new husband, George W., on his way to his 5th country mansion. Quote, "The solution clearly lies in squadrons of tanks, mortars, and rooftop snipers annihilating all Chelsea tractors that attempt to illegally traverse the bridge," unquote, said Colonel Lieutenant Corporal Sergeant Percival Cuntington Smithhurst. Quote, "We originally were going to get the Israelis to give us a hand, but they told us to wait while they're getting a bit of practice in over in Lebanon. If they are anywhere as good at bombing fleeing civilians in rusty old Volvo estates as they are at bombing these huge Range Rovers, then we're in for a frightfully jolly good show. For now, we'll just have to make do with RPGs, grenades, mortars, and pigeons defecating on them." The Albert Bridge himself said, quote, "These fucking Chelsea tractors really have been giving me the hump recently. The casual racism, snobbishness, and prawn sandwiches of their cuntish drivers bloody drive me up the ball. I've been tempted to collapse just to teach the wankers a lesson," unquote. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.